This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, did you pay attention? You know, you got to remember, you got to pay attention to the details because the devil is always in the details. Did you hear through the conservative news outlet that both parties need to compromise because if they don't compromise, this plague is going to be upon all of us? Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, because of compromise, that's why we're in trouble today, friends. Just stating the facts. Compromise. See, and it's all called diplomacy, and Benjamin Franklin rightly said that diplomacy is seduction in another guise, and they just exhibited it, friends. They just exemplified compromise right there for you. Compromise is nothing short of tyranny, America, because they're always looking for the compromise to get something passed against the laws that cause us to be and remain to cause us to be a great nation, America. Our laws in this country are the reason that we are called the light of the world. Again, read Isaiah 51 verse 4 when you get a moment. But it's the compromises that government wants to throw to the people, knowing all the well that you're just going to jump all over it. Well, someone's got to, you know, we both need to compromise here. Wait a second. Again, before tearing down the laws, you might want to turn around and ask the question, why were the laws put up in the first place? And nobody's asking the right questions. And as long as they can get you asking the wrong questions, friends, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And therein lies the problem, and I just gave you the answer. Now, jumping over to the fact that the kids are back in public schools, I just want to tell all of the 86% that profess themselves to be Christians, that profess themselves to be conservatives and patriots, that are dropping your children off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated through a violation of Article 10 by the federal government, I want to tell you that you're a part of the problem. I want you to think about what's going to be taught in public schools today. They're going to be taught earth worship. They're going to be taught evolution. And then most people wonder why kids act like a bunch of monkeys when they're taught it 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. They're going to be taught socialized medicine. They're going to be taught world government, how easily they can bring about in the up-and-coming generations, friends, a new global order because it's international baccalaureate. It's these programs they come up with like No Child Left Behind, which means they're shooting for the floor rather than the stars. In other words, they want to level the playing field. I'm just talking to the 86% that profess themselves to be Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are dropping their kids off in public schools. I know that most of you would agree with Ronald Reagan And Ronald Reagan appointed a guy named William Bennett. And he was the education director under Ronald Reagan. And he said that the longer that children stay in public schools, he said, the dumber they will get. And he also went on to say, and note, friends, that over 700,000 students every year that graduate in this country cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. All by design. Now, going back to what they're being taught in public schools, friends, now they have something common called Common Core. And you know as well as I do, Common Core is not created by educators. It's created by bureaucrats because they need to create slaves that will work for the companies that they're building. Oh, and remember, friends, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the facts. And facts are stubborn things. You know, it was said by Abraham Lincoln, I believe, well, at least it's accredited to him, love him or hate him. It's interesting. He said the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the next generation. And that's what you're seeing today. So since 1968, the International Baccalaureate, which was created in Sweden, is doing their best on a global scale to use the same indoctrinating tools through International Baccalaureate to bring about that one world government. Okay? And interestingly enough, to prove my point, this all started under George Bush Sr. Has anybody taken the time to note that when George Bush Sr. really got into office, things really started to drive the opposite way, other than the American way in this country? And friends, if you do a little homework on him, you'll understand as to why that is. But on the cover of Time magazine, we have a picture of Mikhail Gorbachev and none other than George W. Herschel Walker Bush, okay? Daddy Bush. And it says, building a new world. Yep. And then when you begin to look at what the indoctrination centers are throwing down to your children, the cesspool of indoctrination, it's interesting to note that this all came about at the same time. And it's also interesting to note, they're also teaching kids that are brought to the public school today, they're taught animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters. And they're also taught about the redistribution of American wealth to other nations. Why is that, America? Because America's behind all of this. They're also taught that contraception and reproductive health, legal abortions along with Planned Parenthood, friends, is the way to go. In other words, you know what? It's better to kill your baby and save the planet and save the animals because they want to teach your kids an upside down view of judgment and justice in the sense of what matters the most and what they are going to actually bring about and to teach them what matters the most. And then you wonder why you stand back and watch these idiots, these tree huggers that are holding a tree and protecting the tree from humans, yet babies are being murdered 3,700 a day in this country. And America, you've drank the Kool-Aid. You've been drinking it far too long. For those that have dropped off their kids at the public school gate today, namely the Christians, the Patriots, and or the Conservatives, they're also teaching your kids debt forgiveness to third world nations. They're also teaching them, by force, the adoption of gay rights agenda. They don't have rights because God didn't give them the right to violate law. Know what your founding forefathers established. They're also teaching them the elimination of the right to bear arms. Now, in this country, friends, government, we the people, folks, and those that represent we the people, they derive their just powers. Their delegated authority comes from we the people. But it's interesting how they have lost sight of who they are and what they swore to uphold concerning the Constitution, because nobody's attacking the Second Amendment more than criminals that you call politicians in this country. They're also teaching setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. I have still yet to find that in the Constitution of the United States. But rest assured, friends, this is what they're planting today concerning the hearts and minds of the young people in this country.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, I'd like to have you jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. We have about 10,000 new friends this week, which means I appreciate you very much. Again, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. You can also jump over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, 1-866, I'm sorry. That is Bradley Dean double E. I'm trying to gather this information as I get these thoughts going through my mind for you. Bradley Dean double E on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. Again, if you'd like to call in, you can do so. Please stick to the topic. We're going to be talking about education. I'm going to give you some personal insight as to what goes on in a public school. I also wanted to let you know, again, if you do call in, please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, one of the topics that I was talking about is that they're teaching your kids evolution in this country. And for those that did not know, it's illegal to teach it in this country. I don't care what people say about what the law says today. I really don't. If it counters God's law, said William Blackstone, okay, one of those that established our government through English common law, William Blackstone said no enactment of law can contradict God's moral law. Okay, so to teach young people in this country, which never happened, folks, up until the 20s, it was still against the law up until 1968. But the fact of the matter is the law still stands in direct contradiction of evolution. And also keep in mind, those that want to rule over you always teach evolution. Okay, they want to be your daddy. They want you to remove God, and they want to put statues up of themselves saluting. That might sound a little familiar. familiar. So shall we say Adolf Hitler? Shall we say Joseph Stalin? Shall we say Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Idi Amin? I can go on and on and on and on. God and the Bible are not permitted in their country. Why? Because they want to be God in the sight of men, which is funny. Everybody wants to be a God, but there's only one, and his name is Jesus Christ, period. John 14:6. And also keep in mind, a man that understood the hand of God and the power of God, which every one of them did, and now understand completely as to what I'm saying. They failed to take heed to the warnings. But it's interesting to note that the Bible is no more book. It's not a mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. But again, just so you understand that it's illegal to teach that in public schools, but they're doing it all day long, friends, because the American people not only are tolerating the illegalities of what the federal government is doing with a free hand, but again, I want you to know that they are violating moral law. They are violating law. Furthermore, they have no business teaching your kids anything. Think about that one. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. One day, a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children, and the teacher asked the little boy a question. The teacher asked Tommy, "Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." The teacher said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." The teacher said, "Go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky." And Tommy said, "Okay, I'll do that, teacher." He returned a few minutes later. "Yes, yes, teacher, I saw the sky." The teacher said, "Did you see God?" And Tommy said, "No." Teacher said, "That's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist." So a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy, Tommy, some questions. The teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy, "Tommy, do you see the tree?" And Tommy said, "Why, yes, of course I see the tree." The little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." He was getting tired of answering the same questions. The little girl asked Tommy, "Did you see the sky?" And Tommy said, "Yes." And the little girl said to Tommy, "Do you see the teacher?" And Tommy said, "Yes." And the little girl said, "Do you see her brain?" And Tommy said, "No." And the little girl said, "Then according to what we were taught today, she must not have one." Folks, when the Bible tells us that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God, folks, it really is true. He is a straight fool. And if you ever notice that every time they want you to deny God, they're always trying to give themselves accolade. They want you to pay attention to them. Like, for example, let's go to a scientist. Isn't it interesting how they deny the very obvious? And what they do is they deny God, not knowing, just going to basic elementary education here, science is the study of creation. Okay, so the scientist is literally there studying what God has created, but he wants to get rid of God, and he wants your approbation and accolade, and he wants all focus off of God. I mean, folks, when you look at a building, there's a builder. When you look at a painting, there's a painter. But when you look at a creation, there's no such thing as a creator. I mean, folks, come on. Common sense comes into play. But isn't it interesting how they always try to get your eyes off the obvious? I mean, folks, these people could be literally transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. And that's their bad because they made the choice to go ahead and take heed to the deceptive lie. And by the way, many of them know exactly what they're doing. See, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. I mean, folks, one more point. Evolution is the oldest form of idolatry known to mankind. I mean, if anyone thinks willful ignorance is going to win them in a state of bliss with God, you can go ahead and forget it. Because the Bible tells us, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. And it also reminds me of none other than Voltaire. You know, he was the guy that was going to take the 12 stinky fishermen and make them a thing of the past. He spent his whole life fighting against the God that he said he didn't believe in. Right? like the atheists today. You know, communism precedes atheism. Atheism precedes communism. See, they're one and the same. They work for the dictator. They work for the power of the state. Not in this country, friends, but in others. And they're trying to implement that here. Isn't that interesting how that works? See, our rights come from God. We don't receive privileges from the state in this country. But isn't it interesting, friends, that when you take heed and pay attention to what's even going on in this country today, what they'll do? And folks, it's this indoctrination that's responsible for abortion. Do you not realize this? This is what is behind, folks. Transgenderism. And by the way, the transgenders and the homosexuals and the atheists and the communists and abortion and murder. And folks, whatever the case is, and the love for the planet and hatred for mankind and man's the problem and the earth isn't. You know, that's all communism. That is all reprobate. That means what they have been given a spirit without the right to judge because they've given themselves over to a reprobate mind. Read Romans 1:24 when you get a moment. I mean, but this is just what's going on in this country is just absolutely amazing. And it's evolution. And it goes back to what? Idolatry. And it's breeding itself over and over and over in this country, friends. And we need to get back to the fact that we receive our rights from our Creator. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. You know, I was making a point here that, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God, Romans 14, verse 12. You know, and it's also interesting, you'll never hear me on this on this radio show, you'll never hear me refute this in the sense of get caught up in a debate. It's just one of those things that I will not get caught up into. Because you're to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. If I lower myself to be pulled into some ridiculous absurdity, and that's exactly what it is, friends, to debate someone that denies the very existence of himself, I mean, folks, he's a fool for his pains, and so are those that debate away common sense when it comes to the issue of atheists. Going back to Voltaire, you know, again, this is the guy that spent his whole life fighting against God. He wanted to make sure nobody believed in the apostles or the doctrines of Jesus Christ. His whole life, and he was going to make the Bible a thing of the past and the 12 stinky fishermen his apostles a thing of the past. This is what he said. And it's interesting because when he was dying, only to solidify my point here, his housewife, his housemaid, some people call him what they will, his housemaid said when Voltaire was dying, he was asking for a preacher. She said, I never want to see another atheist die in all of my life. She said, as if he was falling into the flames of hell itself. The bottom line is, no preacher came, so we know where he's at.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Where can you go for the finest jumbo white butterfly shrimp rolled in panko breadcrumbs and cooked to golden perfection? Only at Long John Silver's. Try the new panko butterfly shrimp. Wait, what? You want more? Well, for a limited time only, you could kick up the flavor with our sweet and tangy sauce. What could possibly top this? You can add a delicious deep-fried Twinkie for only 99 cents. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more. At participating locations, see store for details.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One eight six six 582-9966. I was just talking about the dangers of evolution as I'm going through this message. And it's interesting that what I was highlighting, friends, is a biblical view of government is that the state is divinely ordained, which it is. That's why Moses, the Mosaic Institution. And you will see murals of Moses on public buildings throughout the United States and every state of our union. The state's authority is limited, and keep in mind they derive their just powers from we the people, so delegated authority comes from us to them. So government does what you allow them to do, though we are the government in this country. We the people has meaning. Read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America. Your rights come from God. Delegation of the power and the delegation of the power and the power of delegation is within the people to tell the government what they can do and what they cannot do. And they've been overriding the people far too long because people in this country believe an evolutionary view of government. It's a pagan view that the state is divine. No, it is not. That the state's authority is unlimited. No, it is not. That's why you're in debt, by the way, America. And that's why you're being taxed to death, because they are doing, again, what you're allowing them to do, and they are way out of their scope of authority. And by the way, the pagan view of government leads to state worship. Well, we better watch the news today. So we need to know what's going on in our public schools tomorrow. What has the state ordained now? What have they come up with? What are they going to be doing to our children now? See, you've given your rights that God has bestowed upon you over now to the state. And now you're worshiping the state rather than God. If you have a biblical view of government, it leads to patriotism. But pagan view, it leads to state worship. The biblical view of government results in a republic, which we are, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. A pagan view results in tyranny. We're a democracy. We're a democracy. No, we're not. But this is, by the way, what's being taught in public schools today. And a biblical view of government is based on a creation, out of creation. And again, the pagan view of government is the result in tyranny, which it will, and it comes from an evolutionary view of government. Just wanted you to know. I'm talking today to the 86% of the people that profess to be Christians, patriots and or conservatives that dropped their kids off at a public school. You know, I want to show you my personal experience as to how they have plants in schools all across the country, just the one or the two, that will stand against everything that we are as a constitutional republic, one nation under God. I was in Eureka, Arkansas, doing a high school. We did the elementary and we were doing the high school. And we pulled up into this town. I believe we had about 700 students in the high school at that particular time. We just got done playing some music. And interestingly enough, once we got done with the music, again, we become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. We win the respect of the students. And when we were done playing the music at this particular school, it was interesting to note that it came back to me that there was a Christian principal that was having a problem with us because she heard our Christian lyrics through our music. See, we're non-compromising when we go in and when we go out. I mean, as if to suggest there was some law telling us that we couldn't be there doing what we were doing in a public school. As if to suggest those schools belong to the state and those school children belong to the state and to the government rather than the parents. As if to suggest that the state and the federal government have some license to go ahead and illegally indoctrinate our students, our children. With that said, I'm doing my high school assembly. It was a great assembly. And I had about 700 students in front of me, and I was probably about, 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes into my program. And all of a sudden, I looked behind me. And I seen this little man, little chubby guy, waddling down the aisle. Actually, he was more to my left than he was behind me. And I seen him coming down the aisle, and I thought, this is weird. I've never had this happen before. And what he does is he safely stays at the end of one of the rows of chairs. And he said, Bradley, and all the students look over at him as if, what is this guy doing? And I was teaching them their constitution. I was educating them. I was not indoctrinating them. No, I was actually there to tear away at the indoctrination, right? And that's what I did. And he looked at me, and he looked at the students, and he said, Bradley, do you mind if me and you go outside for a couple moments? And all of a sudden, the kids started booing him right away. And I just looked at the kids, and I said, we're going to do all this the right way. And I looked at him, and I said, sure, I can do that. And I was very kind and very cordial. And all of a sudden, I seen the Christian principal walk down behind him once he got the green light from me. And he looked at the students. He said, I'm just going to go out in the outside the door here, and I'm going to talk to Bradley, and we'll be back in a couple minutes, and we'll continue on with the program, the lyceum, the assembly. And so what we did is we walked outside, and he looked at me, along with the Christian principal, and she was agitated again because of the Christian music. And I looked at her, and I looked at him, and I said to both of them, my first response was, Are you looking for a lawsuit? I said, because I'll tell you, first thing that's going to happen here, and then the second thing is going to happen. The first thing is this. If you shut this assembly down, this is going to completely backfire on you. Okay? That was the first thing. And I said, the second thing is, the law is on my side. I am not doing one thing illegal in this country, nor have I a day in my Christian life. I've been there to magnify it because I've seen the price of those that were willing to die to give it to me, magnifying the law. So I'm doing my due diligence by now bearing my cross. You know, I love my country so much, I'm going to put actions behind my words. And sure enough, folks, in the middle of their little tizzy fit that they were having, all of a sudden, I heard 700 feet at the same time in unison hitting the ground. Dun dun ch, dun dun ch, dun dun ch, dun dun ch. You know what they were saying? I want you to listen to what I'm telling you, America. They were saying, let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. And of course, the wisdom that's carried over through experience with this ministry is to videotape everything that we do. And whenever we talk with someone or any time that we go out public, we have a camera rolling. Because we know that our enemy in this country is criminal. And he'll lay on you the very things that he's guilty of. The accuser of the brethren. And it's interesting, as we walked back inside, he looked at the kids and said, the assembly is over. You know what's interesting, friends, is every one of those students helped us load up our bus. And we have this all on film, by the way, if you'd like to see it. It's called My War. We played it on national television for 42 weeks. We played it locally in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Oh, and by the way, if you want to know why they demonize people like me, just be effective at what you do. Expose them. See, because if everybody was doing what we were doing, friends, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be in this position. Your enemies would be scurrying like a bunch of rats rather than getting you to be afraid of them. And they feed off your fear. And I want to tell you this, God feeds off his. He wants you to feed off his fear. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man fears not the face of God. We have kids on camera saying, it's interesting, they always talk about freedom of speech, but for some reason or another, that didn't apply to you today. And all of a sudden, the students, after they loaded us up, we must have talked to literally three quarters of the school that came out to help us. And that literally that whole school body was there to help us. The teachers were apologizing for the principal's actions. And the students came out and they said, would you do us a favor, because we want you guys to come back and give your whole message. Would you guys just go down into the city here? Now, there's probably about 3,000-4,000 people in this town. And they said, would you go rent out the city hall and set up, and this school body will come to you tonight and listen to your message. They don't want us to hear your message. We want to come hear your message. And this is all on film. So what we did is we loaded the bus up and the trailer and the crew that I had at that particular time. We went down to the city. We got a permit. And we went and we set up inside of the city hall area. And I looked, it was about 45 minutes after we got removed from the school property, asked, you know, to load up and leave. Interestingly enough, I looked over and I seen the principal, the superintendent and the principal in standing outside of a door looking at the city hall, which was a couple blocks away from the school. And we about got all loaded up, and then all of a sudden, here comes, friends, listen to me carefully. Here comes the canine unit. We have this all on film. My War, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to My War, go to the store. And there's even trailers so you can see some of this stuff. They came with canine units. They literally blocked off any way of exit for us. We had a 45-foot tour bus. And I'll tell you, and I'll continue on the story right when we get back, what happened in Eureka, Arkansas, folks. Oh, but what they didn't realize is they were asking for a whole lot of trouble by violating the law. I'll explain when I get back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about what happens when you actually teach the Constitution. And I'm just talking about how the superintendent and the Christian principal. No, folks, nothing's changed in 2,000 years. The hypocrisy and the reproach of the professed church in America today is exactly why you're in trouble. They are directly responsible for what you're dealing with today. There's no getting around it. As a matter of fact, we were just driving. We just finished the Minnesota State Fair. We were there for 12 days. Driving down in that area, churches with homosexual flags on them. I mean, you want to talk about daring the justice of God, there you have it. And you're going to get a response. And you see a church that has a gay flag on it, that's abominate. That's blasphemy. How many of these pastors that call themselves pastors or which are nothing more than hirelings and whores before God, standing contradiction of God's word, keeping the commandments of men rather than God, making void the commandments of God, they hope, at the end of the day. What they're doing is they're hastening judgment upon themselves. But I would question those church leaders, because I'll tell you what, they got baggage to be putting up a flag like that on their church. I mean, they can't read scripture for what it says, which is plain as day. But I'm talking today to the professed conservatives and Christians And patriots of the day, 86% of you that dropped your kids off at a public school today, congratulations, you're a part of the problem. And your kids are trying to figure out why you love them so much, and your pastors, their pastors love them so much, but they're being allowed to be, well, they're allowed to be indoctrinated for 5 days a week. Oh, we love you. Oh, there's nothing in the world we wouldn't do for you. Well, then, Mom, what are we going into a public school? You know they're not teaching history? You know they're not teaching science? You know they're lying to us? They're teaching us some global world, global scheme? You know they're teaching us Common Core? You know they're teaching us No Child Left Behind, which is really No Child Left Undoctrinated? You know that the, oh, honey, you know I have to work. Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about how hard it is. Yeah, I get it too. But if there's a will, there's a way. And I'll tell you what, it shows you who you worship. It really does. Because God told you to train up a child in the way he will go. So when he is old, he will not depart from it. He didn't tell you to throw your kid in a public school to be taught and trained up under some liberal whack job. And I kid you negative. That cares more about her job than she does about what she's teaching your kid. As if to suggest she's just doing her job. I'm just doing my job. I'm doing what the government's telling me to do. Yep, I've heard that before. Nuremberg trials. Yeah, we did all of this bad stuff and we killed all of these people because Hitler told us to do so. Because Mao told us to do so. Because Stalin told us to do so. What a bunch of fools. Mao couldn't have done it without you subjecting yourself to him. Stalin couldn't have done it unless you subjected yourself to him. Adolf Hitler couldn't have done it unless you subjected yourself to him. Don't sit there and tell me and keep giving power to the enemy, friends, when you're not willing to stand up and trust God. And what's worse, and when going back into the schools, our opposition throughout the United States of America have been what you would call youth pastors. Reciting what the media has told them. Lying about lines between church and state. And then when you would ask them where it's at, they couldn't show you to save their life. Well, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. And that's how these organizations flourish, off the fear of men. And it shows you that you fear them more than you fear God. And it shows you, by the way, in the light of God's truth as to who you serve. Who you serve. Going back to this time in Eureka, Arkansas, we set up, we went and got a permit. I mean, just think about that. We had to get a permit from the people that work for us to set up and give a message to the young people that wanted us to come back in the hundreds. And all of a sudden, we see the superintendent across the street, a couple blocks away from the school. What's he doing here? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, we see canine units, friends. Cops with dogs surrounded the building. They began to treat us like we were criminals. Young people going into high schools to teach and educate kids in public schools. This is all on film. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to my war. There's trailers there. You can see them all. You can get it firsthand, friends. Can you imagine if everybody did this? So this cop walks up to me. We just about got all loaded up and ready to go just to start tearing down and setting up so we could play for the kids and then put the screen up so we can give the message. And this cop, who was, by the way, with all due respect to the good cops, this was a bad one. And I'm 6'5", and I came from North Minneapolis, and this wasn't faring very well with me the way that this guy was trying to rule me in lawlessness. He was trying to get me to smart off to him. He was trying to get me to a point where he could arrest me. See, but what he didn't know is he had his foot in it, and so did the school district, big time. They came over, they made null and void the permit. The cop comes over and says, "We heard what you did at the school." I said, "I bet you did." I said, "Can I hear about it now?" I said, "Because we have it all on film." They don't want the film. They don't want the truth. That's the stone of offense to them. That's a stone of stumbling to them. It's a rock of defense. They want to do what they want to do without the facts, friends. This is what the media has been doing for a long time in this country because you've been letting them do it, America. So what we did is we ended up at, again, all having this all filmed. This cop just stayed on me and stayed on me. And I complied. We got all of our stuff loaded up. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. I believe for 45 minutes, the police followed us to the main interstate to make sure we got on there. They canceled both of our checks, and this has happened, I think, two times. For both assemblies, driving from Minnesota all the way to Arkansas, and it's, you know what's funny about that is, and I'm so humored when people say, oh, you do it, you're in it for the money, you're in it for the money. Hey, I said, hey, dude, I'll tell you what, why don't you jump on board for a minute, a week, and tell me how much money we're making when we're raising money to do these schools because of principles like this. See, we wanted to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And we paid the price all the way through. All 360 schools, from Florida to Minnesota, all of them, to Alaska. You know what's interesting about that? I got home. Our attorney said it's a clear violation of the First Amendment, through and through. What the cops did was illegal. What the superintendent did was illegal. What the city did by making null and void our permit was illegal. In America, I'm really not trying to be a hard guy. I'm really not. But the only way that we have what's been given unto us, the tools that have been given unto us to establish righteousness, is by taking them to task. Me, myself, and I, in Christ, and in this ministry, we're not the type to turn away from a fight. We're the type to get in the center of it and to deal with it when we can right a wrong. And that's what God has empowered us to do. Let righteousness run down like water and judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Amos 5. That's exactly right. We were on the front page of three states. We did not only Eureka, but we also did another area of Arkansas at that same time where there was 300 students there, and we simply showed them what the media believed concerning the gay agenda. We found out that many of those kids in that public school were raised up under gay parents, sodomite parents, and the media had us as breaking news, parents protest with a whole five parents that showed up. But they made it statewide news in three states. What happens when you become effective? They're busy demonizing, friends, because success to them is shutting people down that are telling you the truth and exposing the liars. Success to them is shutting down the truth. Success to them is crucifying the truth and the light that you now have, America. See, success to us is knowing the power of God unto salvation, because had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They need to learn the hard way. And folks, that's okay with me, because we know what that which we're in this for. And it's a future and hope for our kids. We're going to continue on this message tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.